Praise 100.9, 92.7. I'm Melanie. It's a great Monday, and it's time to go in the trenches with Wes Bryant and take a look back at our weekend sports. Wes, what's happening?
What's going on, Melanie? What's going on, Queen City? And the Panthers are definitely getting it done in the trenches amongst other places. They went 34-10 over their bitter rival, the Atlanta Falcons. Over the weekend, they moved to a solid 5-3 on the year. Yesterday, they intercepted quarterback Matt Ryan three times, returning one for a touchdown, and also had a season-high 4 takeaways. Now, they won their 4th game in a row and their 5th in 6 games, and they're blowing everybody out in the process, winning by an average of 24 points per win. They are now 1 game behind the New Orleans Saints, who lost to the New York Jets yesterday for first place in the NFC South at the midpoint of the season. So, surprise, surprise with that. But on the downside, a lot of the national pundits are saying the Panthers have yet to be the team with a winning record, but they'll get their chance this weekend against my San Francisco 49ers, who are 6-2 and also one of the hottest teams in the NFL right now. And 5 of the Panthers' remaining 8 games are against teams above 500. So the schedule is definitely about to stiffen up. The Bobcats get run out of New Orleans on Saturday night, 105-84, to put them at 1-2 on the young season, and the week ahead includes 2 games versus Carmelo Anthony and the New York Knicks, 1 at home, 1 on the road, with a game against the Toronto Raptors sandwiched in between. So hopefully they can pick up a couple of victories this week, like our teams did in our college football winners. A trio of teams picked up victories this weekend. North Carolina, the Tar Heels, got a victory over NC State. Clemson picked up a win over Virginia, and South Carolina defeated Mississippi State. Say, hey, as I say, if you don't win, you're not going to be in the winner's group on Monday. NASCAR, the five-time Sprint Cup champion Jimmy Johnson picked up the victory this weekend at the Texas Motor Speedway. That gives him a 7-point edge over Matt Kenseth in the Sprint Cup chase for the championship with 2 races left. So lots of drama in NASCAR. Well, really, a little bit of drama, because only Matt Kenseth and Jimmy Johnson can win the championship at this point. And Monday Night Football, closing things out tonight, you got the Bears and the Packers. So pretty good game. No Jay Cutler, but still should be a pretty good game, Melanie. And that is another edition of In the Trenches with Wes Bryant. And you can catch me on Twitter at Wes Bryant Live, where we get all the way live.
All right. Thanks, Wes. Thanks for the update. You have a great week, all right?
All right.